What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. There's lots to tell you about this week, so buckle up. Remember the poem you heard last week, Joy Longfellow's Working Waterfront? So good, right? Joy's a regular reader at the open mic at Hey Sailor in Searsport, and it meets this week, Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. You could go, read something of your own. Be brave, dear listener. And if she's there, you could tell her how great her poem is. Just an idea. Don't forget, you can read her poem and other Belfast Poetry Contest winners at BelfastPoetryFestival.com. Today, from 1 to 3 p.m., we're invited to a family-friendly event to make pop-up books to celebrate the harvest season. Shannon Kerner, local book creator and artist, will teach participants, that's us, how to create their own pop-up books to take home. Many fun ideas will leap off from the page. Haystacks, vegetables from the garden, a sunset, a dahlia, a scarecrow, or a crow, whatever your imagination can spring up. That's at the Blue Hill Public Library today, 1 to 3 p.m. Also this afternoon, over at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville, 13 local artists will display paintings, drawings, fiberwork, sculpture, and jewelry. You can come to the opening reception today, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville. Are you down in Southwest Harbor? Head over to the Wendell Gilley Museum this afternoon, where award-winning writer Annalise Giacometis will teach a flash fiction workshop using art currently on display at the museum as inspiration. That's 1 to 4 p.m. today at the Wendell Gilley Museum. While you're in Southwest Harbor, you could view the ethereal portraits, mandalas, and origami collages of Laura Naomi. Her show, inspired by the natural world's beauty and mystery, will be up at the Southwest Harbor Public Library through November 29th. Tomorrow, you'll want to head to the Castine Historical Society for It's Hard to Talk About, Stories of Incarceration in Maine. Five justice-impacted storytellers will perform narratives from individuals who are currently or formerly incarcerated, as well as their friends and family and other people affected by and working in and around the criminal legal justice system. This powerful performance seeks to bridge the gap between those on the inside and the outside, challenging oversimplified public narratives about crime and punishment by highlighting paths of transformation and growth. That's taking place tomorrow, November 9th, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Castine Historical Society. Have you been thinking about joining a writer's group? Are you well-mannered in group settings? I added that part. No one likes an ill-mannered writing group member. This group, at the Gatherings in Surrey, is open to all and happens Thursday, November 13th, 6 to 7:15 p.m. The group is open to writers of all levels and genres who are looking for encouragement, inspiration, and community. The group also provides accountability and a chance to connect with others who share a love of writing. SurreyGatherings.org for all the details. Also on Thursday this week, we have Tap Room Tales, Science Through Storytelling. This takes place 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Fogtown Brewing Company in Ellsworth. It's going to be an evening of storytelling where science meets real life. You'll hear quick, compelling tales from scientists, educators, and community members about how science shows up in real life in ways you might not expect. After the featured speakers, you, storyteller you, can toss your story in the hat for a chance to take the mic. This is happening Thursday night, Fogtown Brewing in Ellsworth, 6 p.m. Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Waterville Opera House starts this weekend with performances all through November. WatervilleCreates.org for all the details. All right, you got to check this out. You can join author Christy Elliott and Islandport Press for the celebration of Christy's new memoir called Always Game. The chefs at the Village Cafe in Camden have created a special wild game tasting menu inspired by the book. I checked, there are still seats available. Thursday, November 20th. The wild game dinner is inspired by the author's journeys through Maine's woods and waters. From trout and moose to seasonal wild berries, the evening will reflect the raw beauty and rugged flavors of Maine's landscape. Between courses, Christy will share stories from her book of the thrill of the hunt, the heartbreaks and triumphs along the way, and the community of women who have found empowerment in the outdoors. Get your girl posse and go. If you want more details, go to islandportpress.com. You can also sign up for their newsletter if you don't want to wait for me to tell you all about it on Saturday mornings. This has been Sarah Pebworth telling you all about it with What's the Word on Main Street? Thank you.